WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC. Hi there, everybody. So ABC News is reporting on an unusual stimulus success story, an Obama administration website taking credit for lots of jobs created or saved in congressional districts that don't exist. ABC News congressional correspondent Jonathan Carl is here with the details. Hi, Jonathan. Welcome back to WNYC.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Can you give me an example of these jobs listed as created or saved in non-existent districts?
Absolutely. There are many. First of all, you go to every state that I looked at and every U.S. territory, you will find examples of this. But here's one. Arizona's 9th congressional district, 30 jobs created with the expenditure of just $761,000 of stimulus money. But I'm sorry, the 15th district. Arizona's 15th. But the problem is that Arizona only has 8 congressional districts. There is no 15th district.
And, so, and things like this are listed on the website recovery.gov.
Recovery.gov, which has been hailed by the administration as a great step forward in terms of transparency. You've heard Vice President Biden talk about this is the place where you can track every dollar of stimulus money. You can see what's being done, how many jobs are being created. And if you look at this, this is state after state. There was also the Mariana Islands, which you may remember from the Abramoff scandal. The Mariana Islands has one program in the 69th congressional district of the Mariana Islands that supposedly spent $1.5 million and created a third of a job. Another one in the 99th district that created several more jobs. But you know, of course.
Any close to home here in the New York, New Jersey, Connecticut area?
Absolutely, there are in state after state after state. Now, one of the, look, nobody's suggesting that this means that there's been widespread fraud and the money's been stolen and fictional.
Well, that's the question, isn't it? Is it fraud? Is it typos? Real jobs, but they got the congressional districts wrong? What's the bottom line?
The bottom line from the administration is that this is human error, and that most likely, and because it's so widespread throughout the website, it's hard to generalize. But basically, what they think is happening is that people that have received or organizations that have received stimulus money have to fill out the form and talk about how they're spending the money and how many jobs that they believe will be created. And that some of these folks might not even know what district they live in. So they're just, when it comes to that little box, instead of looking it up, they just say, what the hell, let's call it the 99th district. And there it is.
Yeah.
It's hard to say if that's the case in every one of these, but that's what...
Makes it less than a major scandal, to be sure, right?
It makes it less than a major scandal, absolutely, in terms of fraudulent spending. There's no evidence of that. But what it does raise fundamental questions about is the claims of the numbers of jobs that are being created. Because, if you go to recovery.gov, right on the very first page, they have a running total of how many jobs have been created. And, if these numbers are kind of being made up the way the congressional districts are being made up, it just raises questions.
So that's for further research to determine if they are.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm as we're speaking, I'm on this very user-friendly website and looking at some of the New York reporting. And you do see a 55th congressional district, a 71st a 0-0 congressional. So, yes, there are some very close to home. And matter of fact, here's one that's kind of interesting. Just in New York, they list the 71st congressional district, which, of course, doesn't exist, a $553,000 grant that supposedly created 44.5 jobs. Now, that might raise questions both in terms of the fact that the district doesn't exist, but even if you just say, okay, the district doesn't exist, I mean, do you really create 44.5 jobs with $500,000? It raises questions,
right.
Further questions.
Or it's a real program and it's really in the 23rd congressional district and somebody just has to run that down. If anybody's listening from New York's 71st congressional district, we would love to have you call in and, you know, especially tell us if you're working at a stimulus funded job. 212-433-WNYC. Ha ha ha. That job you referred to in the Mariana Islands, that one program, I mean, even if it's real, did you say $1.5 million to create one-third of a job?
Yeah, 0.3 of a job, yes, so roughly one-third.
Which is what exactly? Do you know?
It's unclear. That no further information on that. All I know is that what is listed there on the website, $1.5 million, third of a job.
All right, so you'll follow up on this.
Absolutely.
And get to the bottom of it. And while you're here, I wonder if I can ask you about some other things that you may be covering as ABC News congressional correspondent.
Fire away.
Jonathan Karl, my guest. Are you following this in the news today, the tough time President Obama is having getting his judicial nominations through the Senate?
Yeah, absolutely.
And apparently Republicans who were so adamantly opposed to judicial nominee filibusters during the Bush administration are now completely changing their tune. Here is a clip of Jeff Sessions, Republican from Alabama, now the ranking member on the Judiciary Committee. In 2005, he spoke out against the use of the so-called nuclear option by Democrats to filibuster Bush appointees. This is what he said at that time.
And the Republican leadership have been consistent on this issue, even when it was not to their political benefit to do so. We have opposed the idea of filibusters and have not supported them.
So, Jonathan, would Jeff Sessions be a little red-faced if we played that right to him?
You know, this happens over and over again. You see, you know, the party in power taking a firm stance, you know, outrage against the tactics being used by the party out of power, and then when it switch, you know, it just goes completely the other direction. Yeah, absolutely. This is completely inconsistent with where the Republicans were. And I, you know, and I was up here for years covering that Republican outrage over blocking judicial nominations, and they're doing just as good a job blocking Democratic nominations.
There's a judge in the crosshairs right now from Indiana who has the blessing of the Republican Senator Richard Lugar and even the Conservative Federalist Society there. Why is he being blocked if, as Nina Totenberg was discussing on Morning Edition today, the Bush administration seemed to put in a lot of very conservative judges. Obama's trying to nominate moderate liberals, but even they are being filibustered.
Well, you know, it's a great question, and I think that to a large extent what is going on generally is an effort to slow things down. And I think I think that a lot of this is done with an eye towards health care. And if you look at it, you know, the part of the Republican strategy here is to you know, force a slowing of the process on health care and to push this into next year, which it almost certainly is going to be. I mean, it effectively seems to be working.
How does it explain that? How does opposing judicial nominations slow the progress of the Senate health care bill?
Well, you know, you have a certain amount of time that is available on the Senate floor, and if you can, you know, just push it back and push things back, the calendar becomes fuller and fuller, and it's a general slowing of the gears. It's not going to slow it down much, because especially, you know, when, you know, at this level, you're not talking about hours of debate on a nomination, but there's been a general approach throughout all of this of just putting the brakes on.
What's the latest you're seeing in terms of the health care bill? Will it come to the Senate floor this week?
That is the big question right now. The if you talk to Democratic leadership about this, they are still expressing optimism that they can get a vote by the end of the week, and by the end of the week may mean into the weekend, but get a vote that allows them to formally begin the process of debating health care. You know, and you know, Senate procedure, the key thing here is what they call a motion to proceed to the bill, and that can be subject to a filibuster, which it will be. They need 60 votes to put an end to that. And as you know, there are 60 Democratic votes when you add in the two independent caucusing Democrats.
Right, Sanders and Lieberman. And we know we've been talking a lot on the show about the various deals and compromises and so forth that might be made to get those two, or Olympia Snowe and one of them, or whatever, on board, and we'll keep following that. We just have 30 seconds. Nobody's calling in from New York's 71st Congressional District. But we do have Kathy in Passaic, who we don't have time to put on the air, but I'll ask her question, which is, how do we know that there aren't Glenn Beck types out there putting in these fake congressional districts to make the Obama administration look bad?
Well, you know, this is reporting by those that have received stimulus money. So if there are Glenn Beck types out there receiving stimulus money, we've probably got a really good story on our hands.
All right. ABC News congressional correspondent Jonathan Carl, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.